Welcome this Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Our scriptures this week, we'd invite you to open your Bibles and read them from Psalms 23 and John 10, 7 through 18. Our message this week comes from 1 John 3, 11 through 24. Our sermon is The Essence of Christian Faith is Love. So please open your Bibles and read with me 1 John 3, starting at verse 11. John writes, "This is the message you heard from the beginning. You should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. And anyone who does not love remains in death. And anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. So this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. And if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he has commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us." Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Well, not long ago, I went to the local auto parts store, a place that I seem too often to visit. And normally, when I walk up to the counter, I'm recognized by one of the parts clerks, and they address me by name. I think they always pride themselves on knowing their return customers by name. And they are usually the first to speak, and they will say, "How can I help you today, Joe?" But that day was different, because I was doing my due diligence by wearing a mask, you know, to slow the spread of coronavirus. So when I walked up to the counter, the park clerk said, "How can I help you?" And he hesitated. And not until I lowered my mask did he call me by name. Well, we all know that there are certain physical characteristics that are totally unique to each individual. Your fingerprints, for example, are entirely unique, and no one else has fingerprints exactly like yours. The pattern of your iris, the colored part of your eye, is totally unique. And so is your DNA. But did you know that the heartbeat is completely unique, too? Every person on Earth has a different heartbeat pattern, or a cardiac signature. And your cardiac signature can't be altered or disguised, so if someone can measure your cardiac signature, they can identify you, even in a big crowd of people. So in fact, and this is pretty scary to me, the Pentagon appropriated funds to have a laser built that can identify people by their heartbeat from 600 feet away. There are positive uses for this technology, of course. Doctors could monitor your heart's health from far away, and this laser could also be used to track criminals or terrorists from long distances again. But again, for those of us concerned about privacy, the thought is a little disconcerting. Did you ever imagine that your physical heartbeat, your cardiac signature, could be so distinctive? Well, our epistle lesson was written to encourage believers to be more loving toward one another and to those in need. And if we can't do that, John tells us, so we've missed the very heart of faith that Christ gave us. I was reading a story about a dad who had a conversation with his pastor, whose son asked him a question, and he wasn't sure how to respond. He told him, his son asked him, "Dad, what is the toughest thing God ever tried to do?" Well, the pastor responded by saying, "Now, the Bible has given me answers to a lot of questions, but it has never exactly covered this one. So let me ask you, what do you think it was?" Well, the father said, "Since taking science in school, I thought that creation of the world, it might be the hardest thing God ever tried to do. And in Sunday school, we got to talking about some miracles, and I thought the resurrection might be the toughest thing God ever tried to do. But after thinking about it some more, I decided that the toughest thing God ever tried had to do is to get us to understand who he is and that he loves us." Well, I tell you this story because I think that dad was onto something. I believe he gave his son the perfect answer. The toughest thing God ever had to do is to get us to understand who he is and that he loves us. Well, Jesus tackled this job, this kind of questioning, when he was confronted by the Pharisees in our gospel reading today in Matthew 10. And then in Psalms 23, David writes how God handles the toughest jobs. Well, in Genesis, we're told that we were made in the image of God. So our toughest job is the same as God's, to get others to understand who God is and to let others recognize that he loves us. And to understand that is to know that the essence of a Christian faith is love. The definition of essence, according to Webster's dictionary, is the basic, real, and invariable nature of a thing or its significant individual feature or features. Well, you know, we don't need a laser or any advanced technology to tell us what a Christian's cardiac signature should look like. A scripture lesson for this morning from 1 John 3 makes it clear. The heartbeat of a Christian is to love others with the sacrificial love of Jesus, not a warm and fuzzy feeling, not with good intentions or encouraging words, but with loving actions, actions that cost us something. As verse 18 reads, "Let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." You know, talk is cheap. And the writer of this passage is saying, real love is costly. So let's take this opportunity to get through the heart of the toughest job God has ever tried to do. First, how did God get us to understand who he is? Well, first through the law and the prophets, and then through coming to us in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. And the second is, how did God get us to understand that he loves us? By giving his son to die on the cross and rise again to save us from the penalty of sin and death. Well, John, the disciple of Jesus who wrote these verses, knew that if he didn't make it perfectly clear what God's love, what Christian love looks like, we would try to define it for ourselves. He doesn't give us that option. In verse 16, he writes, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." That is, the essence of Christian faith is love. It's our cardiac signature. Well, that's our message today. That is where we begin today. The first verse in John, 1 John 3, John attempts to help us understand who God is. Then he writes, "How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that's what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So he goes on in 3:11. "This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another." And in verse 16, he says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." Then the 3:18 he writes, "Still children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." Well, that's the gospel. That's the essence of Christian faith, to love with action and truth. Unfortunately, it's not always easy to love, is it? It isn't always easy to love. We tend to withhold love until someone passes our approval test. We love those who think we are deserving of our love, which is exactly the opposite of Jesus' love. He didn't love us because we were easy to love or we deserve it. He loves us with the very love of God. Now, Charles Schulz, a creator and author of the penis cartoon characters, he often conveyed a message in his comic strips. So in one of his strips, he conveys through Charlie Brown the need we have to be loved, and through Lucy, our inability to love one another. So Charlie Brown and Lucy are leaning over a proverbial fence, speaking to one another. And Charlie Brown starts the conversation by saying, "All it would take to make me happy is to have someone say he likes me." Well, Lucy responds, "Are you sure?" Well, Charlie Brown, "Of course I'm sure." And Lucy, "You mean you'd be happy if somebody merely said he or she likes you? Do you mean to tell me that someone has it within his or her power to make you happy merely by doing such a simple thing?" Charlie Brown, "Well, yes, that's exactly what I mean." And Lucy speaks, "Well, I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't." So now standing face to face, Lucy asks one more time, "But are you sure now? All you really want is to have someone say, 'I like you, Charlie Brown,' and then you'll be happy?" "Well, Charlie Brown, and then I'll be happy." Well, Lucy turns and walks away saying, "I can't do it." Well, what Lucy can't do, sinful as she is, God does. What Charlie Brown needs, lost and alone as he is, God supplies. God loves you and is telling you today he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You see, Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. So we have to lay down our lives for others. That means loving all people, even those who misuse us. And that means doing good to all people, even those whom we may not approve of. And that means leaving our comfort zone from time to time for acts of extraordinary concern. Well, the essence of Christian faith is love. And we can see how this is desperately needed in what is happening in our country today. Well, there are two things we need to realize and to remember. The first is, love is our primary witness to the world. How will the world know we're Christians? By our love. If the day comes when the Christian church is as loving as God, the world will beat a path to our door. So John asks, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Well, the answer is, it isn't. So love is more than just an emotion or a feeling. Love is feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and in prison, and yes, even forgiving the actions of others with opposing political and cultural viewpoints. Love is not a passive verb, but an active one. And it is the primary way we share Christ with the world. Love is our primary witness to the world. As the saying goes, you know, people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. But there's also one more thing we need to see. That love is a gift from God. So in my travels this past week, I saw a bumper sticker that read, "Perform an unnatural act. Love somebody." Well, it's true. Pure love is not an attribute of humanity, but of God. Our nature is to strive for survival, to strive for our own well-being. But God's nature is a self-giving love. The closer we are to God, the better able we are to love others. So John writes, and this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. That Spirit is love. This is an old episode of a TV show, The Twilight Zone, in which a gambler dies and he wakes up in a room full of gambling tables. And no matter what game he plays, he wins. A gambler's dream come true. This must be heaven. But as a gambler goes from table to table, winning every game easily, he comes to realize that he didn't wind up in heaven at all, but in hell. You see, he had everything he ever wanted, but he didn't have anyone to share his winnings with. Love is a gift God gives to us. And it is multiplied and magnified when we can give it away, when we can love others, that same sacrificial love that God showed to us. The words John wrote centuries ago are still true for us today. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. So when the love of God truly abides in our hearts, we are able to look into the faces of others and see God's face. And John wrote in verse 18, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth." Love is the essence of Christian faith. Love is our primary witness to the world, and love is a gift from God. And we love because God first loved us. So only as we abide in God can his love abide in us. So the toughest thing God ever had to do is to get us to understand who he is and that he loves us. And that is our job in this world today. So let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Remember, the essence of Christian faith is love. And those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit that he gave us. Amen. In his service, this is Pastor Joe.